the tree of the month is the twisted myrtle. And go like this.
Now, I don't know if twisted myrtle is on the list, but if you happen to be in SRP territory, you could get a new tree. It's there. They do this, I think, pretty annually. About this time of year, they have an incentive for people in their district to come get trees. I think they're usually Palo Verdes.
And well, there's actually five species they offer.
Okay. Including desert willow, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah. SRP has a tree planting workshop, and you can go on the website and you can sign up and you can get two free trees depending on, I think, the size of your home. And there's a program that's now offered as a webinar, but it used to be a community thing where you went and you listened to the seminar and then you got a free tree and you could pick what you wanted.
Now it's all online.
Yeah, it's all online, but it's a webinar and it talks about how to plant a tree correctly, how to place it correctly as far and as, do you want shade? Do you want something deciduous that lets the winter sun in and shade in the summer? And so it's a whole program, and planting a tree correctly is the most important part of planting a tree.
And the main criteria is you need to be an SRP customer, and you just need to attend one of those online workshops. They have two of them coming up, one on the 24th of February, and one on that's on a Wednesday, and then one on Saturday, March 6th. So there's two more. So get on the SRP website. Jump on there, register. They're free events. Once you attend those webinars, then you qualify for the free trees.
Yeah. And I think they're going to set up a parking lot kind of thing where you just drive up and pick your tree and they put it in your car. And it's run by Trees Matter.
If you're new to Arizona, SRP is Salt River Project, one of the utility providers here, and one of the only, if not the only, that's both a water and a power supplier for most people. Now, APS provides both my water and my power, which is unusual because our water comes from a private well. So we have the electricity to pump the water out, therefore makes them our water provider, but they're not generally somebody that delivers water. SRP actually delivers water and delivers power to a number of residents across Arizona. And it's SRP.net. If you are paying your utilities to SRP, you can qualify for this program, get a tree. There's another big tree initiative. Have you seen what they're trying to do in Tucson? The Southwest Society for American Foresters, the Southern Arizona Palo Verde Chapter, and the Arizona Community Tree Council prevents Tucson's Million Tree Initiative. They're trying to plant 1 million trees by 2030, so that's 100,000 trees a year for the next 10 years that they're trying to get in the ground to increase the tree canopy. That is awesome. You'd also mention, though, that sometimes these big tree initiatives become big wood chipping initiatives.
Well, if they're not planted correctly, like Sarah was saying, and that's what these workshops are for, is to assure that these planting projects are going to be successful. It's a shame that if these big greening projects become big browning projects, with all these trees that we ambitiously put in across our cities don't survive, and then it's just a waste of everyone's time. But no, hats off to Tucson for such an ambitious effort to get those 1 million trees in the ground by 2030. Every summer we have these big monsoon storms and it just wipes out all these trees. And you it's like a war zone driving across some neighborhoods, seeing all these trees down. So any tree we can do, any effort we can make to replace those trees that are lost every year through storms and other things, just normal mortality, is really great, especially in our desert climate when we have so many such a need for shade and reducing that with the summer and the concrete and the heat island effect, in our municipalities where we have so much heat. So it's awesome. Glad to hear Tucson's got
neighborhoods that have trees. The temperatures drop like 7 degrees compared to the heat island. And it's not just trees, it's shrubs and smaller plants, and you create microclimates, and it really helps make it a better temperature in your neighborhood overall. If a million people plant one tree and do it right, you know, we'll have...
Yeah. You know, you mentioned too, and we ought to give a little shout out again to Trees Matter. Amy, who's the director there, and the many volunteers that have really helped. That organization is really at the forefront of getting a lot of trees out in the Phoenix area as well. So, yeah, in fact, Phoenix has a very ambitious tree planting project along, I believe it's a 30-year plan to see a lot of trees get in the ground as well. Maybe one of these weeks we'll feature that program as well and how you can get involved in volunteering to get some trees going.
You can also go online. There's a book called Landscape Plants of Arizona Desert. And what we have to think about with all these increasing temperatures that we are getting, you know, it's a real thing, is to get a tree that's going to live for 10 years and 20 years and be able to live in this environment. So it's a good source to look for what kind of tree you want. The free tree planting with SRP, I think they give you a Chilean mesquite, a blue palo verde, a little leaf palo verde, a desert willow, and I think an acacia salicina or a willow acacia is the other tree that you can pick from.
All great Southwest desert tolerant,
yeah,
arid.
All adapted to our climate.
We're talking trees with Save a Tree, John Eisenhower and Sarah Maitland in the studio. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. We have a lot of talking points coming up, pruning, citrus. We've got renovation and rejuvenating pruning, fertilizing, and resetting our irrigation timers all here at Rosie on the House.